بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. We're commencing with discussing the fifth major sin in Islam, which is إفطار يوم من رمضان بلا عذر. Breaking a fast in the month of Ramadan, or not fasting at all in the month of Ramadan without any excuse. Now the fuqaha, they've highlighted what excuses are. Inshallah, I'll go into that next week when there's more abundant of our brothers and sisters. Because these aspects, the udhr, we need to know what they are. Because sometimes individuals just have a cough. Or sometimes they have a slight headache. And then they leave such a great reward of the month of Ramadan. You know, fasting the month of Ramadan is such that the Prophet ﷺ said that one who leaves a single fast of the month of Ramadan, and they try to make that fast up for 80 years, and in the Arabic language, this adad, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, this is at times in reference to infinite. The Prophet says, even if that person fasts for an infinite amount of years, then they won't make up the reward that they missed by that fast. Now, what if somebody does have a legitimate udhr, such as such a sickness, which basically makes that person take some medicine, or that person has to eat something, or they can't fast at all? Then, by them fasting, if they're harming their health, then they will be questionable for that. Rather, in that case, what they should do is, they should think of their priority and look after their health. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. Do not put yourself in harm. This is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very logical approach. It's not something that's supernatural or extraordinary. Legitimately, if your heart is saying, you know what, I am ma'zoor. I am at an excuse. And you try your best, but you cannot do it. And your only option is to not fast. Then you don't have to fast. Some people say, oh, you know what, the safar in our time, the travel in our time is easy. But this is an excuse the Qur'an gave. May it be easy or hard. May it be you're traveling by the plane or you're traveling on a camel. And so long as the Qur'an has given permission, or Allah has given permission to not fast while you're musafir or while you're traveling, then you can take on that approach. That is why in one hadith the Prophet ﷺ says, لَيْسَ مِنَ الْبِرِّ أَن تَصُومَ فِي السَّفَرِ. It is not from obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fast while you're traveling. So many a times, my wife would be mind-boggled. We're traveling 2.5 hours to Edmonton from Lac La Biche. It's the nice, beautiful day of summer. But I wouldn't fast because of this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَيْسَ مِنَ الْبِرِّ أَن تَصُومَ فِي السَّفَرِ. It is not from the obedience of Allah that you fast and suffer. And if you are going that safar distance, that distance of traveling, which a lot of the scholars have said it's about 70 kilometers, or about 50 miles or so, then this will be counted as, you will be counted as a shar'i musafir, somebody who according to the deen is a traveler. So I'll discuss these rules in a bit of more, or elaborate more upon it next week inshallah. Allah says in the Qur'an, قال الله تعالى, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر. So Allah says, O you who believe, fasting has been made mandatory upon you, as it was made mandatory upon those who came before you, the Jews and the Christians and the other nations. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. One purpose. Some people, they say, what is the purpose of fasting? So because we can get to feel what the poor people are feeling. No, that is a wisdom. The purpose is that we get taqwa. The purpose is to gain the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, if it's through understanding what the poor people are going through, thereby you're getting the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then so be it. But the purpose is to achieve the taqwa of Allah, that you don't go towards the usual sins that you're going towards, that you become a better Muslim in terms of your worship, in terms of your treatment to other people. When you feel that hunger, you don't feel haughty towards your family or let out your anger upon your family for possibly something that you went through at work. This is all encompassing the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the beautiful part is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as He kept the final book preserved for the Muslim ummah, for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Qur'an is preserved for the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just in the same manner. In the same manner, this concept of fasting, it was revealed to previous nations, but the genuine concept of fasting has only been preserved for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone else has made some sort of a tahrif, some sort of an exaggeration, or some sort of a change in their fast. For example, you talk to the Christians who practice Lent, fast for about 40 days that they do. They say, okay, our fast is, I had an experience. One of the Catholics told me, I'm fasting for 40 days. I said, wow, for 40 days? We have 30 days from the, you know, the break of dawn till dusk. So the person told me, oh, we fast for 40 days. But in our fast, we only leave our favorite thing. Whatever is favorite to us, we leave that. So I said, so what are you leaving, as a joke? So the person said, I'm leaving chips. So I said, all chips or a specific chip? So the person said, I'm only leaving sour cream chips, because that's my favorite type of chips. But I can eat, you know, other ketchup chips or ranch chips or barbecue chips. So subhanAllah, and other people, you know, the mushrikun or the Hindus, they can drink water or eat fruits during their fast. Same with the Jews. I believe there is a scope for them to sip water. Alhamdulillah, the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Umar radiallahu anhu said, all praises are due to Allah who gave us through izzah through Islam. We are the only ummah whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved our Qur'an, our final book, and the Sharia, which our Qur'an contains as well. The way of life, the Qur'an contains as well. So inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us goodness, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us good Muslims, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to genuinely fast, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us.